A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying there with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Gregory Sawyer, Grace Lutheran Church, Mastic Beach, New York.
When was the last time you had a day that you did not look forward to? Maybe it was as early as today, or maybe it was last week or the week before. I am sure that if you think about it, you can remember a time when the alarm went off or your eyes popped open and you knew the day was beginning. A day that you weren't looking forward to. A day that maybe was filled with a doctor's appointment that scared you, or a visit to court that could end a relationship that you had been working on for years. Maybe it was a day that you had to go to work knowing it might be your last day because the company was downsizing. Maybe it was a day you had to confront a child or a loved one because of an addiction, because of something they had done that you needed to tell them about and you weren't looking forward to it. We've all had those days, those moments when we don't want to get out of bed because we know the day is going to be long and hard and it exhausts us just thinking about it. The verse that was selected for today, I think, is one of those days in the life of Mary Magdalene and the life of the disciples. It was early on a Sunday morning, a day that they were not looking forward to. They had gotten up to go see the aftermath of what happened to their Lord and Savior the Friday before. It was still dark when Mary went to the tomb, and she wondered how would she get in, who would roll the stone away. It started in the dark with questions about how the day would go. She was walking around a garden that was filled with tombs. She was surrounded by death, and yet she thought, "I've got to go. I have to see this day through. I need to see what has happened to my Lord and my Savior." And the disciples were not too far behind as well, according to our text. They were going to view a dead body, going to see its final resting place. And yet when they looked into the tomb, it was empty, and yet it was dark. They were completely perplexed about where the day was going, what was happening, the turn of events. The disciples, not sure what to do, looked in, looked around, saw the body gone, ran away, not knowing how to deal with the sudden change of events. But Mary lingered. She lingered there, hoping for answers. And then it happened. Jesus appeared. He called her name, and it changed everything, because she had seen the risen Lord and Savior. And he says to her, go and tell. And in the excitement of the moment, she stops her crying. She realizes there is new hope, there is new life, and she runs to tell the others. Jesus does the same for us each day. He appears to us as we remember we have been baptized into his death and resurrection. So each morning we wake up as resurrected children of God, knowing that we are constantly being watched by Jesus. He calls us by name in our baptism. He comes to us daily through the word of God. He is constantly looking after us in our most difficult moments. Those moments when you think, I can't get through, you do not do it alone. Mary clung to Jesus for a moment, and then he said, don't hold on to me, but go and tell. We cling to Jesus each time we take the body and blood of the Lord and Savior. This do in remembrance of me. We have his body to hold on to give us fuel to do just what he said to Mary. Go and tell. Go and tell about the hope that Jesus brings. Go and tell about the new life he offers. Go and tell that it isn't the end of the road in the darkness, in the cemetery, in the despair of life. But even in those places, even in those darkest moments, Jesus appears, bread and wine and water in his word to say, this is not the end. There is hope. There is life, there is resurrection, and today I bring it to you, and I tell you, go. So the next time you have a rough day, remember, you do not do it alone. You do not go alone. You go with Jesus, clinging to him by faith, strengthened by him in word and sacrament, to go and tell what you have seen and what you know. Jesus has called you by name, and he calls those you love by name as well. Amen.
We thank Pastor Gregory Sawyer for this meditation on God's Word.